message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Awesome time during the 12 days of empowerment, and to God alone be all the glory. Between now and the end of this month, we are hearing your own testimony. Wisdom for showers of blessing. Wisdom for showers of blessing. Showers of blessing is our portion, and we have made that very clear in the course of this month. That is God's plan. That is God's intention for each and every one of us. And we are all destined for this blessing. That is God's intention for us permanently. That continually and consistently, blessings are flowing into our various lives. And that is what will happen to you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen? There's a very major requirement for this blessing called wisdom. What is wisdom? I'll be very fast because we have quite a lot of prayers to pray tonight. So I'll be fast and be taking this under 33 minutes. What is wisdom? Wisdom means positive action based on positive revelation. Positive action based on positive revelation. Positive action based on positive revelation. Number two, what is wisdom? Wisdom means building and living one's life based on principles from God's word. Building and living one's life based on principles from God's word. In Proverbs 4 verse 7, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. That is, wisdom is the is a very crucial thing when you are talking about the blessing of the Lord. Wisdom is an essential. Somebody say essential. It's an essential requirement if you are going to taste and retain God's blessings. Solomon, a man of wisdom, was also a man of blessing. In 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 5 all through to 13, the Bible says, and in Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "What? Ask me what I should give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked." Let's just go to verse 7 because of my time. Thank you, Jesus. "And now, oh my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of the people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge the people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great?" Now this place is just talking basically about an encounter that Solomon had with God. There's an account of this also in the book of Chronicles. I think First Chronicles chapter 1 or so. There's an encounter. This same encounter is also there, whereby God appeared to Solomon and said, "Solomon, what exactly do you want me to do for you?" He said, "God, what I want is I need wisdom." So Solomon the wise also became Solomon the wealthy, Solomon the blessed, Solomon the prosperous. Very soon we'll be talking about your own great story. I say very soon we'll be talking about your own great story. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Amen. If your desire is showers of blessing, you require wisdom. Turn to your neighbor and say, "I require wisdom." And that wisdom is coming for you tonight in the name of Jesus. I said that wisdom is coming for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ also was a man of wisdom. He assessed wisdom. And that wisdom changed his life. That's that story. The first story I told you is in 1 Kings 3 verse 7 to 13. Also is in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, all through. You can read it at your private time. 1 Kings chapter 3 and also 2 Chronicles chapter 1. But Jesus Christ also was a man of wisdom in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24. The Bible says Jesus Christ himself is wisdom. He is an epitome of wisdom. Jesus Christ himself was a man, you can call him wisdom personified. 1 Corinthians 1, 24. And I know that somebody is here tonight. Wisdom is coming for you afresh in the name of Jesus. You will no longer operate without wisdom. You will no longer conduct yourself without wisdom. In the name of Jesus. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So Christ himself is wisdom. Also our God, God himself is a God of wisdom. According to Job 36 verse 5. Our God is a God of wisdom. He is a God of wisdom. And that same wisdom will come for somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Behold, God is mighty and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and in wisdom. He is a God of wisdom. Now listen to this. Only a fool says he doesn't require wisdom. When you see someone else, they say, I don't need wisdom. The person is a fool. Proverbs 1 verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. Only a fool despises wisdom. Only a fool runs away from wisdom. And I pray for somebody here today that grace to receive wisdom comes for you in the name of Jesus. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom. I don't need what wisdom. What you are talking about with wisdom? I went to school. The wisdom we are talking about is not school wisdom. It is divine wisdom. Supernatural wisdom. Haven't you seen somebody who has a PhD or somebody who has a master's and who is always behaving foolishly? If school is what brings wisdom, why is he behaving foolishly? Our father in the Lord, Bishop Oedeko, told us a story. They had a staff who had a PhD and who was acting foolishly. They walked him out of the church compound. They told other staffs, oh yeah, lead this man out. Let him carry all his load and walk him out of the church, of the compound. He can't walk here. He was a PhD holder, but he was a foolish PhD holder. May the wisdom of God to help you to live a correct life come upon you in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. Wisdom does not travel alone. It travels with blessings. What are the benefits of divine wisdom? What are the benefits? We'll look at that quickly. I think about seven of them or thereabout, or six. Then we'll move on to other things. What are the benefits? Benefit number one of divine wisdom is termination of struggling. Wisdom is what terminates struggling. How many of you know that light does not struggle with darkness? Once wisdom comes, struggling must end. Continuous, consistent struggling in a life is a sign of absence of wisdom. In John 1 verse 5, John chapter 1 verse 5 explains to us that once light comes, light and darkness, there is no light cannot come and darkness will be saying, I don't want to go. No! And light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. It cannot. Light does not argue with darkness. Once wisdom comes, struggling must end. Somebody's struggling must be terminated tonight. Your academic struggle must be terminated tonight. Your marital frustrations must be terminated tonight. Your frustration in your business, in your career must be terminated tonight. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Every form of struggling comes to an end when wisdom comes. Wisdom bankruptcy is what makes things not to work. When there's no wisdom, nothing works. But as from today, every area that you have hitherto struggled, there's an end to that area of struggling in Jesus' name. There's an end to that struggling tonight in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Wisdom terminate struggling. Number two, benefit of wisdom. Under that, number one, you can write Genesis 41, 39 to 43. That's the story of Joseph, how Joseph distinguished himself. He was a struggler before inside the jail, inside the prison. But when wisdom for interpretation of dream came, he was able to be distinguished. You will be distinguished today in the name of Jesus. I'm running because of time. Number two, benefit of wisdom is wisdom prolongs life. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 17. Wisdom prolongs life. When a man or a woman has wisdom, his life or her life is prolonged. You will not die before your time. You will fulfill your days. I say you will fulfill your days. Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thy foolish. So when one is foolish, that is what makes them to die before their time. Okay, how can you explain somebody who is a medical practitioner and who is smoking, who knows the implication of smoking and is smoking? How can you explain somebody who leaves his beautiful wife at home and is going about with another man's wife? It's foolish. There is nothing in that woman that your wife doesn't have. There is nothing. It's just that your eyes are blind. Foolishness, it's what makes people to die on time. When one is foolish, it makes them to die on time. You will not die in a hurry. We are going to spend eternity in heaven, so there's no reason to rush there. There's no reason. Why must one rush to heaven when you are going to spend all eternity there? The time you are going to spend here is short. It is eternity that is forever. Don't act foolishly. Wisdom prolongs life. Wisdom, when you go and look at people who live very long, whose life is very, very long, ask them, you will see that they are people of wisdom. They don't do things the way everybody does it. They don't eat what everybody eats. They don't eat carelessly. They don't hear that somebody is your enemy, and then they go to the person's house, and then the person brings all sort of food, and they begin to eat it. You know, there's some people like that. They can't resist it. Hey, this is meat. They first taste 7 pieces before they first. Oh, this is my enemy's house. I know somebody like that. Yeah. As in, this would have taken like 7 minutes. But my father told me that this person is very like killed our cousin. Praise the Lord. May the Lord give you wisdom. May the Lord give you wisdom. May the Lord give you wisdom. And this wisdom will prolong your life. It is wisdom for you. If you have not slept well in the night, throughout the night, not to take car and say you are driving for a very long journey. It's wisdom. I once had a driver some time ago who will drive and drive and drive, and before you know it, it will hit this, it will hit that, it will hit this, it will hit that. Entire portal. One day I told him, I said, I told you to drive me to Lagos, not drive me to heaven. Can you park the car? Let me take one. I took my key and drove myself. I only need you because I want to be able to meditate and pray while you are driving. Not that you should take me to heaven. So that when God speaks to me when I'm driving, I mean, if I'm driving 8 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours, I can prepare like 2 messages in the car. I can read several chapters. That's why I need you. Not because I can't drive. You will not die before your time. You will live very, very long in the name of Jesus. Number 3, benefit of wisdom is wisdom gives favor. In Luke 2 verse 52, Luke chapter 2 verse 52, even Jesus was a man that increased in favor because he was a man of wisdom. And tonight, somebody here will increase in favor. Somebody here will increase in favor. In everything that you do, you will increase in favor. You will not lack the favor of God and the favor of man. Increase in the favor of God and the favor of men. And from today, you will continue to increase in favor. Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. The more you increase in wisdom, your favor level increases. Let me give you an example. If you are working in a place and they say, come by 7:30. And through the wisdom of God, you get there always by 7:20 or 7:25. The boss will naturally like you. And people will begin to say, he's a boss friend. He's a boss girlfriend. He's a boss this. No. It is because you are operating in wisdom. That's why the Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. It is wisdom that directs. And this wisdom gives you favor everywhere. I always tell people, I say, I can't walk in a place and they sack me. Some people think it's pride. It's not pride. Because what you told me to do, I will overdo it. So why will you sack me? If you say I should make 1 million for you per month, I will make 3 million for you per month. So why will you sack me? in those days, my friend would look at me and say, ah, what do you mean? These people, they are heartless, they are callous. No matter how callous, a child that is doing well, you can't sack him. If you're a wife and you want to increase in the favor of your husband, do what he wants. Then your favor level will naturally increase. When your favor level with your, whenever you ask your husband something and say, I'll give you later. It means you are not acting wisdom. If you are acting in wisdom, if you ask him anything, it will be like you are pressing remote control to control him. I need this, pam. Say, oh yeah, take it now. Oh, do I add more to it? Proverbs 14 verse 1. A wise woman builded a house. A foolish one pulled it down with her own hands. So when you are wise, it's as if you are controlling your husband with remote control. Say, can you come home now? Say, I'm on my way now. Because you have been acting wisely. You have been acting wise, and this wisdom has continued to make his heart to be. It's not every woman's husband that can be snatched. There are some women, their husband can never be snatched. They have that heart right in their right hand. They are holding it on to it very, very tightly. This is because, I can't go for me. Because wisdom makes you to hold his heart, you hold his mind, and you influence him. Why? Because you act foolishly. You act wisely. But when you act foolishly, he doesn't care. Say, what do you mean? Do your worst. You have done worse before, Seth. Do your worst. Okay, you have done worse before. When your husband begins to talk like that, you are acting foolishly. If you are a wise woman, you honor your husband more than anybody else. You give him the highest honor and the highest regard so that nobody else, no security somewhere can outsmart you. You are smarter than that. And I see every woman here tonight becoming very, very smart. I see you becoming very, very smart. I told you the story here before, some time ago, of a lady, of a woman, an old woman, who went to a very senior pastor, Pastor Mao Kwai, and said, Daddy, I want you to follow me to my son's house. The wife has taken over this boy. She has charmed him. Man said, hey? And man, you know how we pastors do sometimes. Let's go. And they entered the car. When they got there, they met her. Immediately she opened the door. Ah, mommy. Oh, daddy. She went on her knees, welcomed them, took them inside. They were boning, both of them. Say, I don't know why you have come, but please wait first. Cold water and drinks, I'm coming. Run inside. Before the guy, I don't know why you are here, but before you even say anything, I'm going to the kitchen now to prepare something nice for you. The man was wondering, but I thought they said, I'm coming to meet a witch. I thought they said, I'm coming to cast out. I can't see any witch here, but let me hold on first. By the time she brought the food, the husband had come back from work. And then she said, upset the table. Oh yeah, let's go to the table. They all went to the table. And the man was doing like this. The man was still boning. When they opened the food, say, yeah, this food, though. After the man ate, and many of you that know that, daddy, very big like this, with your stomach like this. After he finished the food, say, mama, this is the kind of witch I like. Hallelujah! So this is the kind of witchcraft that I like. This is a good witch. This is a very, very good witch. All those times that she was serving them, she would go down, go back, kneel down. He's like, wow, mommy. And that was how the woman changed her mind. So act wisely. When you act wisely, there will be no more struggle. From today, no more struggle around you. In your place of work, you will receive favor per time. In your place of assignment, you will receive favor per time. In your house, before your husband, before your children, before your in-laws, you will receive favor per time. And also as a husband, you receive the favor of your husband, your wife, per time. Why? Because you act wisely. You don't take what is for the house, take it outside. You act wisely. Everything called foolishness is wiped out of everyone's head here tonight. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number four, wisdom attracts God's presence. 1 Samuel 18:14. David was a man who had access to God's presence because he was a wise man. He was a man who had access to God's presence because he was a wise man. David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. He was a wise man, and as a result of this, God was with him. Everybody that acts wisely, God stays with them. Because a wise person is the one that knows how to treat God. A wise person knows how to treat God. And because of that, God always wants to tabernacle in their house, in their room, in their corner of their bunk. God always wants to stay around them. When they enter the toilet, he goes with them. Everywhere the Spirit of God is around them, because they always behave wisely. That will be your testimony. That will be your testimony. And number 5, benefit of wisdom is wisdom backs promotion. Joseph in Genesis 41:39-40 was promoted as a result of wisdom. They lifted him up. They brought him out of smallness. And he was brought into prominence. Somebody is here. There will be a repeat of that testimony in your life. There will be a repeat of that testimony in your life. Joseph was small initially. He was a nobody initially. But all of a sudden, he became prominent. You will become very prominent. You will become very, very prominent. Yesterday, I think I was driving or so, and one of the musicians was playing in the radio, and they said something. They said, all of you that are clapping because of this Ogoi delay, they were calling that musician. They said, all of you, Ogoi, what for Ogoi delay? Ogoi, you know my yo. That is, there are some people in the family that God will bring them out to distinguish them. I am talking about you. In your family, you will be the star there. In your family, you will be the star there. That is why I know that whatever you lay your hands upon must bring forth prosperity. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Wisdom backs promotion. The wiser you are, the more you are promoted. The wiser you are, the more you are promoted. The wiser you are, the more you are promoted. The wiser you are. Sometimes when we are promoting people in organizations, we don't promote only because of performance. We promote because of your behavioral pattern. And your behavioral pattern is a direct product of your wisdom level. Your behavioral pattern. If you are the kind that always fights in the office, there are 40 staffs there, you have 38 there. Fourth cleaner, you have fought security man, you have fought your guys, you have fought the low people, you have fought your colleague. Everybody's bad. This one is bad, this one is bad, this one is bad, this one is bad. Out of 40 staff, you have fought 38. You only left with yourself and just one person. That kind of person will be promoted. But when you are the kind of person that you have good behavior, when you have good character, good behavior, there is no way when they are mentioning names, when he gets to your place, and he didn't meet his target, he didn't do so well, but let us do it because he has a good. I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen when I was in GT Bank and a guy didn't do so well, but somebody spoke for him. That guy, he picks calls very well. He speaks very well. He said, okay, just one more person in Labi. Okay, put him. Before the gate we close, you would have entered. Before the gate of blessing we close, you would have entered. In the name of Jesus. In my place, they say, I've already crossed the bridge before the bridge cut. I've already crossed the bridge before the bridge cut. Before the bridge we cut, you would have passed. I say, before the bridge we cut, you would have passed. Before they will blow the bridge, you would have passed. Before they stop people from becoming millionaires, you'd have become a millionaire. Amen. Your amen is weak. Praise the Lord. You know, it is to you according to your faith. Somebody came to share a testimony with me on Sunday after service. I don't know if he's here now, but I think his wife must be here. Both of them, the wife and the children, came to my office. On the first day of this program, I was prophesying like this. Blessing the people, prophesying as God's put in my mind. And he was receiving it. But this far said, I must get something. A man, a married man here, and his wife. And as they got back home that night, a call came from one of the biggest men, the wife of one of the biggest men in this nation, who has a big organization. They have never seen him before. This person is in Abuja. He's one of the top people in Abuja. I mean, if I mention 3-4 names in Abuja, in the government, he's amongst them. He has never seen them before, and he has never met them. He has never met the company before. The company is Abeokuta. They phone him. Hello, we heard that you supply this. He said, yes. All right. Send your account number. By the second day of the program, they collected the account number and wired money to him. Beyond this, I'm not talking of that. He's a member of this church. He came to see me on Sunday. Prophecies carry power. And God will not come from heaven to bless you. He will send his servant, which he has put the word in his mouth. And then if you receive it, it begins to work like wildfire. Suddenly, they will send for you in high places. Your business will be mentioned where it matters this time. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Your business will be mentioned where it matters. Your business will be mentioned where it matters. Your organization will be mentioned where it matters. Your name will be mentioned where it matters. Where your friends cannot taste, you will get there and exceed there. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. He told me that he's very, very shy, so he cannot come out. That's why I said, okay, put it inside paper of testimony for on Sunday and let us read it out. Praise the Lord. Very soon, your testimony will be too big that you cannot sit down again. And I said to somebody, between now and Saturday night, there will be a repeat of that kind of testimony. In the life of your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your whole life, there will be a repeat of that kind of testimony. There will be a repeat of that kind of testimony. Those that did not know you will favor you. Those that you don't share the same blood, they will favor you. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'd like to hear a thunderous amen. And number 6, wisdom brings wealth and abundance. 1 Kings 10 verse 23, Solomon the wisest was also the Solomon the richest. The wiser you are, the richer you become. The wiser you are, the richer you become. And so Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches. Somebody say for riches. Sorry, let's read it together. Maybe I'm just formulating this. Let's go. 1, 2, go. So Solomon, he exceeded. When you say somebody exceeded, somebody exceeded means like two people are in a race. Can you come here? Come here. Two people are in a race, and they say, on your mark, set, go. And then somebody see this guy. I have overtrained you before. Praise the Lord. They were pursuing, he was going. They could not catch up with him. As God liveth, you will exceed those that have exceeded you. You will exceed those that have exceeded you. Listen to me, in our lifetime, we will see you become very, very great. We will see you become very, very great. The money that some people think they have will be like chicken chain to you. I say it will be like chicken chain to you. And I will see it with my two eyes. Can I hear your amen? Quickly tonight, because of the short of time, how to access wisdom. How do we access wisdom? Number one, the fear of God. Psalm 111 verse 10. Psalm 111 verse 10. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of God is the beginning. So the foundation for wisdom is fear of God. The more you fear God, the more you are bestowed with wisdom. If you see a man or a woman that doesn't fear God, he lacks wisdom. Anybody that lives carelessly lacks wisdom. anybody that lives as if he doesn't care. I don't care. I don't bloody care. You must care. You have just this one life to live, so you can't live it carelessly. You have to fear God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. Fear God and keep his commandment. And somebody is here today. A new baptism of the spirit of fear of God comes upon you in the name of Jesus. It comes upon you in the name of Jesus. It comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? If you fear God, you are made. If you can fear God, that you can say, I fear God. I can't do this because I fear God. What did Joseph say? It was because of the fear of God that Joseph did not mess up. Say, I fear God. I fear God. I fear God. When his brothers did evil to him, he did not retaliate with evil because he feared God. I fear God. I fear God. That's what is lacking in this nation today. And I pray for every one of us here tonight. God will give unto us afresh a baptism of his fear in the name of Jesus. Number two, access to wisdom. How to access wisdom is to pray for wisdom. James 1:5. James chapter 1 verse 5. If any lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth unto all men liberally and unbraideth not, and he shall be given. So wisdom is given. They give wisdom. According to Proverbs 2:6. Proverbs 2:6. It is God that gives wisdom. He is the giver of wisdom. And he's going to give you wisdom today. For the Lord giveth. He giveth. He giveth. God will give you wisdom. When your friends will see you, they will see wisdom on your life. When your husband will look at you, he will look at wisdom on your life. When neighbors will behold your relationship and the way you relate with your husband, the way you relate to your wife, the way you relate with people around you, they will say you are a woman of wisdom. They will say you are a man of wisdom. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? So you can pray for wisdom like we are going to do tonight. Father, bestow your wisdom on me. Let me assess your wisdom. I need this wisdom. Nobody's told us that Joseph went to school. He didn't have ND. Neither did he have HND or BSc. Yes, it is good. But that is not what made him. He was wisdom made. Someone say wisdom made. He was wisdom made. He was a man wisdom made. Solomon was wisdom made. David was wisdom made. You are the next. Esther was wisdom made. You are the next. Say whatever our uncle told her to do, that's what she did. Whatever was told her to do, that's what she did. Whatever instruction they gave to her, that's what she did. A woman of wisdom. A man of wisdom. Number three, how to access wisdom is associate correctly. And this is where most people miss it. In Proverbs 13 verse 20, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13 verse 20. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communication always corrupts good manners. So if you are not a man or woman that associates correctly, you can't access wisdom. You can't access wisdom. You must learn to associate properly. Associate with those that carry wisdom. By the time a person speaks to me for 10, 20 minutes, I can determine the person's wisdom level. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Associate with those who have wisdom. Associate. Sometimes you also need to associate with the ancient. Job 12 verse 12. You associate with the ancient. Ancient not in age. Ancient in understanding, in wisdom. With the ancient is wisdom. So the ancient are not those who have plenty white hair. Ancient are those who carry something. They carry something. They carry deposit of wisdom. When you associate with them, this thing, what do I do? How do I take this step? What do you think about this? Then they tell you, this is what to do, 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 this is what to do. Then you can move on in wisdom. Your association with the ancient will always pay off for you. But we are in a very proud generation. Nobody wants to have a mentor. Everybody wants to be the one that is mentoring people. Nobody wants to submit to mentorship. Nobody wants to say, this is my father in the Lord, or this is my mother in the Lord, or this is my mentor, this is the person that God is using for me. Everybody wants to be, I'm a self-made person. Nobody else made me. I'm the person that did it for myself. And that's why there's bankruptcy of wisdom. Bankruptcy of wisdom. Number four, how to access wisdom. Study and listen to the word regularly. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. You know that popular scripture. Also in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. The word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction in righteousness. The word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and instruction in righteousness. Also 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also in Psalms chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that standeth not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor walketh in the path of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the ungodly, of the scornful. His delight is in the Lord, the Lord. And in this Lord does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living waters. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Does not walk in the path of the ungodly. He's a man that is always walking the right path. He doesn't stand in the path of sinners. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. He doesn't walk. Neither does he stand. Neither does he sit where they are doing nonsense. He doesn't sit with gossipers. He doesn't sit with rubbish people. He only sits with the wise. He only stands with the wise. He runs with those who are going somewhere. Friendship is a choice. It's not by force. Friendship is a choice. It's not by force. If you notice that somebody is not going to where you are going, dissociate yourself from the person. Don't force yourself on people. Somebody is not going, who's not ready for righteousness. Somebody is not ready to go in the right path. Somebody wants to push you into hellfire. And say, he's my friend. We have vowed. Did you make blood covenant? Even sometimes God changes his mind. Say, it repented God that he made man. That's what God said. Say, he repented. That is God. God loves man, but sometimes if he sees that you are not doing the right thing, he turns his back. If you see that somebody is not doing the right thing, then you turn your back. Move to another destination. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. So study. Study and listen to the word of God regularly. Study and listen to the word of God regularly. This will also help you. Listen to messages, buy tapes, buy CDs, buy books, and things like that. It will help you to access. It will help you to access wisdom. Number five is read spirit-filled books by spirit-filled authors. The fourth one, like I said, is study the word and listen to the word. The fifth one is read books by spirit-filled authors. And number six is addiction to God's house and God's presence. It can help you to get wisdom. Addiction. Be addicted to God's house. The more you come to God's house, the more wisdom you access. Be addicted to God's house. I want to believe one of the reasons why God called me into ministry is because of the very, very serious addiction to God's house. If I travel abroad, I go to God's house first before I get home. If I travel within the city, if I'm coming, I get to God's house first. I mean, I can't remember the last time on Monday to Sunday that I never visited church. I can't remember how many years ago that there will be a Monday to Sunday that I was not in church. I can't remember. If I travel, I'm looking for a church where I can worship there. Your addiction to God's house gives you wisdom because you hear something. You hear something. And for me, the best time for me is when I'm not preaching. I mean, as I'm preaching now, you are getting something. You are getting blessed. If you are getting blessed, shout hallelujah. I love it most when I'm seated and somebody else is teaching. It's just because of responsibility. That's why we're here. If not, when I'm listening, oh, wonderful, great. I'm reading scripture. Ah, fantastic. Ah, I'll study this when I get home. So this is here. I love it. May the Lord give you understanding. Your addiction to God's house gives you wisdom. When you see somebody who doesn't care about God's house, comes once a week and comes late again, a person will be wisdom bankrupt. Somebody that comes here only on Sunday and comes very late, after coming just once, somebody came Monday to Sunday, somebody comes once a week and is... My wife knows, in those days, in the early days of our marriage, after coming back from work, very hectic work, at night after eating, you know, playing and just having some time with the family, I don't know if we had so many, maybe about a kid or so that time, I'll take my Bible and go and sleep in church at night. Carry my Bible under my armpit like this. I'm going to church to go and sleep. Your addiction to God's house gives you wisdom. When you are addicted to God, it's not a waste. You are not wasting your time. You are not wasting your time. It will soon show. And I say to somebody here today, this your love for God will soon pay off for you. This your addiction to God's house will soon pay off for you. This your love for God's house will soon pay off for you. Can I hear you say amen? Parents here, one of the best things you can do for your children is to make them love God's house. Let them love the house of God. Let their heart pant after God. Let them have a desire for the things of God. Let them have a desire for the things of God. Let them be in department from early in their life. Make them useful in the house of God. Then you can rest. When all your hair is white, you can rest. When you don't have strength again to run, you can rest. Because you have led them in the right path. You will not make a mistake. And number 7, where we stop tonight, how to access wisdom is impartation. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. Joshua was imparted by Moses. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. You can be imparted. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Someone say spirit of wisdom. Can we read it together? Everybody want to go. Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua was made through impartation by a higher mantle. You can receive wisdom even in this service, like via this communion. You can receive wisdom through the prayers of the servant of God. You can receive an impartation of the spirit of wisdom. Something can enter you. I mean, this has happened to me many times. So just feel that something entered you. Something entered me. Something will enter you tonight. The spirit of wisdom will enter you tonight. The spirit of wisdom will enter you tonight. The spirit of wisdom will enter you tonight. From tonight, you will no longer act in a way that will not glorify God. Every of your step will make heaven happy. Did I hear you say amen? Every of your step will make heaven happy. Every of your step will make heaven happy. Every of your step will make heaven happy. God will appear one day and say, and just open heaven like he did for Jesus when John Baptist was baptizing him and said, this is my beloved son, or this is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website, www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.